Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate are opening their doors to prospective students and their parents tomorrow for an open evening, giving visitors a chance to check out their fantastic facilities and grounds, as well as meet some of the current students and staff and find out what life is like at QE. Ahead of the open evening, I caught up with Kevin Aldershaw, who's the head of college at Queen Ethelburga's, to find out more about what the evening will involve and what people can expect.
The intention of the event really is to introduce students and their parents to the differences between Year 11 and Year 12. It's a very, very big step up for a lot of students, and it's a really, really important decision for parents to make, which school is the right one for their children to be successful. We know that we offer quite a lot to all of those prospective parents and those students, and we'd really like to share that information with them as they come and have a look around.
So what can people expect to learn that they couldn't find online from actually coming here and seeing the ground, seeing the facilities and meeting the staff and the students here at QE?
Well, it's exactly that, really. I think you have to see all of the facilities to actually appreciate just how extensive they are and how impressive they are. The opportunity will be there on the evening to have a tour of some of those key facilities. And the sixth form students in particular have a lot of things that they can make use of while they're here. I think the opportunity to speak to staff will be crucial. These are the staff that will be working with their children for the next 2 years. So it's important, really, that they build that rapport, find out a little bit about what those lessons are like, what the support is like, all of the different aspects of their education that they can get from speaking one-to-one with those staff.
I'm Tom, I'm head boy at Queen Ethelburga's. I originally joined in year 12 on a football scholarship. So I came for a trial day, and I came along to a few events throughout the year. And then after that, I decided to definitely join in year 12, and I've loved it.
What was it when you came on that day that you saw that really attracted you and made you want to make that transition? Because it's not easy, is it, to leave one school and join another at that stage of your life?
No, it's not. But I think when I first arrived, it was the facilities that really made me look more into the school. When I saw the football pitches and the extensive facilities that QE has, then it really helped me make my decision.
I'm Alicia, I'm head girl. I think the best thing about the sixth form here is probably the quality of the teaching and the class sizes, because I do mainly humanities and arts-based subjects, and the class sizes are quite small, and that's like really enabled me to improve and get the best grades possible.
Hi, I'm Sophia, and I'm a student in year 12. Well, over the last few months, I've been taking part in the Chicago musical. I'm in the orchestra, and that's been really fun, and loads of other bands as well. It's really good for extracurricular as QE. I really like the extracurricular that's offered here.
Yeah, I think the main thing is just definitely come along and get as much information about it as you can. You know, you want to make the best decision possible, so the more information and the more informed you are, then the better decision you'll be able to make.
Hi, my name is Cyrus. I'm in year 12. I've been here since year 6, so I've been used to how school works here at QE. But from the step up from GCSE to sixth form has been really good, because the support that we have from teachers, especially because I'm in parts of Chicago and I'm Billy, and having to balance my academics with this role has been very challenging for me, but with the support from the teachers, it's been very manageable.
A lot of people have told me, you know, it's going to be really hard, you know, GCSEs are, you know, quite a bit easier than A-levels, and I was expecting it to be a lot worse than it actually was. When I got here into A-levels, I just found that the provision from teachers and everything just made it so much easier than I thought it was going to be. So don't get me wrong, it's still a step up, but it's manageable because QE has made it manageable.
I think QE is such a diverse community. I come from Brazil. I've lived in South Africa. And when I came here in year 6, I sometimes struggled to find friends, but the teachers really help you to integrate, and the gap between, especially from GCSE to sixth form, is reduced because of such friendly people around us.
The evening will begin with a talk, really, from myself and the head of the faculty, the other senior school, Miss Papaglimis. So between us, we will introduce the school. We'll talk a little bit about the main differences between Key Stage 4 and Key Stage 5, giving really our top tips for students as they make that transition, as they're coming from GCSEs into A-levels and into BTEC courses. But yes, certainly as part of the evening, having an opportunity to speak to students, touring around the campus, finding out for themselves really what it is that QE can offer them.
Thanks again to Kevin Oldershaw and all the students at Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate for taking the time out to speak to me. The sixth form open evening will be at the school in Thorpe Underwood tomorrow evening. That's Monday the 18th of November from 5:30 until 7:30. So do go along to find out more about the sixth form and check out those fantastic facilities and grounds. You can also find out more about the evening on the Stray FM website, strayfm.com, or head to the Queen Ethelburga's website directly at qe.org.